A new Gallup poll comparing the popularity of the federal government against various private sector industries, well, it's gotten a fair amount of attention in federal circles over the last few weeks. Gallup found only 28% of Americans view the government favorably. 55% have a negative view, worse than the hospital and pharmaceutical industries. But do those comparisons mean anything? Our regular guest, Jeff Neal, says no. Jeff is Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Homeland Security Chief Human Capital Officer. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu, and Jared first had a fact for Jeff.
I'll just take a minute to gloat here and say that the TV and radio industry had a net positive rating, just barely, though. Why is comparing the federal government to my business or let's say the restaurant industry unfair?
I think the biggest reason it's unfair is that government is a completely different animal. You know, you can choose to listen to a particular radio station, like WFED, for example. You can choose to go to a restaurant. You can choose to buy an Apple computer versus a Windows computer. You can't choose to pay taxes or not. You can't choose to be subject to the laws of the United States or not. And so government is very different because you don't really have a choice about whether or not you have to interact with the government. You also, though, of course, get to vote for the people who run the government. So it's just a very different, it's a very different animal than industries. And it's a comparison that's not particularly helpful. And when you look at government as a whole, and you ask this type of very general question about how favorably people view a particular industry, I think government's rating is, I hate to say this, but I think it's kind of tainted by politics and by the political environment in the country right now. You know, people look at government and they say, well, government's not working. And I think when people say government's not working, more often than not, what they mean is Congress isn't working. You know, the approval rating of Congress is miserable right now. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the approval rating of things like the Postal Service, you know, the Gallup survey showed the Postal Service has an 84% favorable rating. The National Park Service has a 75% approval rating. CDC, 71%. You have to get down to the Department of Justice and Education and IRS and Veterans Affairs to get under 50% approval. When you look at all those and then you compare them to Congress, Congress has an approval rating of 27%. I don't know who those 27% are, but
where they find those guys?
I don't know. I can't imagine. They must work for Congress.
Well, and sort of to that point, though, in some ways, this is a story as old as time because people tend to view institutions in the abstract more negatively than when you focus their attention on discrete aspects that do real things. And even Congress, which is the lowest of the low, as you said, study after study in political science has shown that when you ask people about their own member of Congress, their individual approval ratings are much, much higher than the institution as a whole.
That's true. And I think as people break these things up into their component parts, they start having a more positive view of them. The government as a whole, actually, when you look at agencies and then add those up, it actually has a pretty high favorable rating. You know, people do appreciate the work that CDC does. They are in awe of the work that NASA does. And so, you know, even the Department of Homeland Security that a lot of people like to criticize, it has a 64% approval rating, which is pretty darn positive. And some people have accused me of being an apologist for government, and I'm not. I'm just somebody who wants to give government credit where it deserves it and ask it to improve where it needs to improve. Having a poll that's kind of a clickbait type of poll that's intended to get people to look at it, that doesn't really inform anything isn't particularly helpful. I think when people look at government, they should look at it with critical thinking and actually analyze data and look at what that data shows. The you know, Gallup had this very general, what do you think of these industries poll. The Pew Research Center, which is a nonpartisan fact tank, they call themselves, they had a much, much more detailed study, and that study goes into every agency and approval ratings on on individual agencies. They asked people how well run they thought the government programs were, and folks were fairly critical. And the other thing that I thought was really fascinating in the Pew study is elected officials were not held in high regard. 55% of the people in the Pew survey said that ordinary Americans would do a better job solving national problems than our political leaders would. They also said that 74% of political leaders would put their interests ahead of those of the people. So the Pew study doesn't sugarcoat anything. It lays out some very hard numbers, but the overall approval ratings for agencies in that one are actually quite high. And I was very impressed to see the high regard that people have in this country for their government and for the individual agencies
Some of them really are kind of surprising, and you reprint the high-level results from that Pew poll in your column, which we've got posted at federalnewsradio.com. I will say one of the more surprising ones was IRS, which going into this, I would think that very few people have any kind of positive opinion of that agency, but 42% viewed them favorably.
Yeah, I mean, the IRS actually does a great job. You know, when you look at what they do and how they do it, and I know that sometimes people want to criticize the IRS because they don't like taxes, but, you know, IRS doesn't pass the tax laws. The Congress passes the tax laws.
So, Jeff, let's pivot to one of your more recent columns on chiefhro.com and federalnewsradio.com, marking the 100th birthday of the National Park Service, which we've also been doing in interviews this month. Second most popular agency, incidentally, in that Pew poll. And you had some reflections on why the Park Service is an extraordinarily good investment of federal dollars.
It is an amazing investment. And when you look at the parks and look at what we get for them, you know, obviously you get the benefit of these incredible parks. And some of my favorite vacations in my life have been in national parks. So I love national parks. But when you start looking at the actual impact of national parks and the value of them, there's actually good data on that. And there are a couple of things that are worth looking at. One is a study done by a couple of folks from Colorado State and by Linda Bilmes from Harvard. And Linda actually sent me the study because she's a friend of mine. And it looked at the total economic valuation of the Park Service and found that their value to the American public is $92 billion. And then there's some really great data on the Park Service website itself that they did that looked at the visitor spending effects, as they call it, of national parks. And just to use one as an example, Yellowstone, which was, by the way, was the first national park in the world. Yellowstone had 4 million visitors last year. Those folks spent $500 million. They created over 7,700 jobs and produced almost $250 million of income for the workers. That is a massive economic impact. Another one was New River Gorge in southern West Virginia. And that one is kind of near and dear to me because I grew up in southern West Virginia. And the economy in southern West Virginia is not doing well right now. But this park had 1.2 million visitors, most of whom were not local folks. These were people coming in as tourists. They spent over $50 million. They produced $20 million of income in an area where the economy is not doing great. So these parks actually have a massive economic impact, and it's a very positive impact. And they only get about $3.3 billion a year. And I know that is a lot of money, but relative to some other things that we spend money on, it's not. You know, Congress costs us $4 billion a year. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people would probably rather go to Yellowstone than go sit with Congress.
And I appreciate everything you just said, Jeff, and I love national parks too. The one way I might push back is just to say that one of the reasons the Park Service's appropriated budget is so low relative to what we get out of them is, you know, in my opinion, the people who do visit them are paying through the nose for the privilege. I think the entrance fee for a place like the Grand Canyon or Yellowstone is now $30, which is or isn't a big deal depending on whatever your means are. But I guess the idea of paying to visit public lands has always just rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, there's been a movement in the last 20 years or so to try to have user fees for things that people are using. I would prefer to give the Park Service a larger appropriation and not have fees for parks at all. But even with the fees, there are some things that you can do. You can get these annual passes that the Park Service and several other agencies have joined together to sell. It's $80 that provides you admission to every park and a massive number of recreation areas. And that's not $80 per person. You know, that's for the people in the car. You can get free passes if you're in the military. If you're 62 years or older, which will be me in a couple of years, you can get a $10 annual pass. If you have a disability, you can get free passes. So there are lots of things that the Park Service does to make those parks more accessible to people.
Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International and former DHS Chief Human Capital Officer. Speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Share this interview with your colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.